You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Four army personnel, including an officer, who were critically injured in a gunfight with heavily armed terrorists, succumbed to injuries in Dora district of Jammu and Kashmir early Tuesday, official sources said. The encounter took place when the troops of Rashtriya Rifles and Special Operations Group of J&K Police launched a joint cordon and search operation at Dhari Gote Urarbagi in Desha Forest Belt, some 55 kilometers from Dora town, late Monday evening, the officials said. After a brief exchange of fire, the terrorists tried to escape but were chased by the brave troops led by an officer, despite challenging terrain and thick foliage, leading to another firefight in the woods around 9 p.m., they said. Republican Donald Trump selected J.D. Vance, a U.S. senator from Ohio and author of the best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, as his running mate on Monday, elevating a politician who once criticized the former president in acid terms but has since become one of his most stalwart defenders. The news, the subject of intense speculation in recent weeks, emerged at the start of the four-day Republican National Convention in Milwaukee to nominate the party's presidential ticket. Soon after, Vance appeared at the event to the applause of party delegates but did not give any remarks. The selection of James David Vance could help boost turnout for Trump in 5th November election, particularly in some of the Rust Belt states where the election will likely be decided. The Ohio native is deeply popular with the Republican candidate's base, and his populist message is well-suited for states that have significant working-class white populations and have suffered from deindustrialization. Amid the ongoing conflict between Moscow and Kyiv, the U.S. has urged India to utilize its long-standing relationship with Russia and tell President Vladimir Putin to end his illegal war in Ukraine. The spokesperson of the U.S. State Department, Matthew Miller, in a press briefing on Monday not only noted the strong Delhi-Moscow ties but also urged India to tell Putin to respect the UN Charter. So India has a long-standing relationship with Russia. I think that's well known. And we have, speaking for the United States, encouraged India to utilize that relationship with Russia, that long-standing relationship and the unique position that they have, to urge President Putin to end his illegal war and to find a just peace, a lasting peace to this conflict, to tell Vladimir Putin to respect the UN Charter, to respect Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty, Miller said. He added, "That's what we'll continue to impress upon the government of India, who is an important partner of ours when it comes to their relationship with Russia." India champions recently won the final of the inaugural World Championship of Legends by defeating Pakistan champions. The players, including former cricketers Harbhajan Singh, Suresh Raina and Yuvraj Singh, hopped on the ongoing Toba Toba trend and created a reel. In the video, they all jokingly limped while dancing to the popular song. However, their reel did not go down well with a section of social media users. Several netizens slammed the players for mocking disabled people. On Monday, Harbhajan took to Instagram and issued an apology. He also explained that the players had no intention to hurt anyone. Actor Janhavi Kapoor is gearing up for the release of her new film, Ulaj. On Monday, she stepped out in the city and surprised fans with an exclusive trailer preview of Ulaj. Officially, the trailer will be out on Tuesday. She also dropped a new poster of her character. In the poster, her face is seen covered with bruises. Directed by Sudhanshu Saria, the film also features Gulshan Devia, Roshan Mathew, Rajesh Telang, and Mayank Chung in pivotal roles. The movie is set to hit the theaters on 2nd August.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.